For June 14th, 2018, this is the Tibota Talks Games, episode 92. So it's E3 week. I've been really enjoying seeing all the games. The press conferences have been lauded quite a lot for not being very press conference-y or not very well produced and planned, especially Sony's, I guess, and the Square Enix one, which was just a video. I didn't watch that one. There's some games in there, I guess, that would intrigue me, like the new Tomb Raider. I haven't looked at that yet. Thinking I'm gonna have a check, look at that. I'm hearing it's Batman-esque, so I enjoyed the first two of those in the new trilogy. I enjoyed the first one more than the second. I really enjoyed the first one, had a lot of fun with that, and finished everything. The second one, I don't know, felt more like work. I pushed through, but it wasn't as fresh anymore. I guess other games caught up with some of the innovations from the first one. Yeah, but still looking forward to looking at that. I was overall surprised at how soon many of the games are coming out. This has been a trend the last few years, I guess. Not revealing games many years in advance. There's a few of those. So most games are coming out in the autumn or early 2019, as at least they're planned to be. We'll see. Ghost of Tsushima was one of the standouts that looked really, really good. I was really impressed by the Last of Us 2 demo, even if the way they were able to weave these really cinematic scripted sequences into the actual gameplay. And I mean, Naughty Dog has yet to not to deliver something that's really, really bad in the last couple of console generations. I guess Uncharted 3 was not was a step back after Uncharted 2, which is one of my favorite games from that generation. But overall, they've delivered really well, a really high quality, and set the bar in many aspects. So we'll see. I didn't love Last of Us. I thought it was way too long, and some of the encounters were just not fun. We'll see. Hopefully, I'll enjoy the second one more. We'll see when that hits. What else stood out? I guess Ubisoft still surprised that Beyond Good and Evil 2 is a thing, and it keeps changing. Now, they were saying before that it was a prequel. It seemed like they were saying it took place way before we were introduced to Jade, but now in this last trailer, they do introduce Jade, and she's this badass pirate girl. And I'm wondering if this is really the same Jade, because she was not at all like that in the first game, or maybe they're just changing her backstory, I guess, in some way. We'll see. I'd like to get back and replay Beyond Good and Evil again at some point. I have the re-release HD version on, I think, several consoles at this point. I'm pretty sure I have it on, I don't remember if it's PS4 or PS3, with PS Plus, I think. And also, I do know I have it on the 360 as well. That was a great game. Other than that, I was a bit disappointed that we didn't get a new Splinter Cell at Ubisoft. I was really hoping for that, and it seemed like that was rumored and hinted at with the Sam Fisher being in in Wildlands, but we'll see. Some other cool stuff, definitely. Lots of things to look forward to. Metroid Prime 4, that was also disappointing not seeing that. I was really hoping we would see that at Nintendo. I was surprised that, though, in their Nintendo Direct, that they had this little cavalcade of games that are coming out really soon or are out now. I downloaded Fortnite. I haven't tried it yet. I've yet to try Fortnite at all. So we'll see. I have it downloaded, at least, so we might have a look. I looked at the demo for... what was that called? Sushido, I think. Way of the Sushi. Just started that demo. I had a session with it. It's very anime in style. I'll see if I get another look at that. Probably during the summer when I have my Switch with me and am not busy with God of War. But speaking of God of War, I've been continuing playing that, of course. I'm continuing to oscillate between liking it and not really liking it all that much. I'm more on the liking it side, I guess, now. I've discovered my relic or runic abilities that I haven't used before. I don't know why I just too much to get into that. And in the heat of battle, I'm just so focused on dodging and throwing my axe that I tend to not try any other combinations of buttons. But I'm trying to mix up getting in some blocking, which is not really working for me because I keep forgetting to do it. But there's also those rune abilities that where you block and then you hit another button, R1 and 2, and circle, or the three ones. And those help a lot when you remember to use them. They're really powerful attacks, the ones that I have on there. And also there's the extra rune ability that... the boy has as well. I have one where these spirit wolves jump out and attack the enemies now, which is really good for just getting the enemies aggro off of me and then confusing them for a bit so I can just wail on them or get my bearings. So yeah, I'm continuing on that. I'm trying to sort of mainline it. I mean, I stop and do some puzzles along the way, but I'm not really exploring as I did before. There was one the other day when I was playing. I was exploring the lake again because the it changed again. There was a second drop of the water, and I was getting to some new places. And I think I also have some new abilities that let me get to new places. But I was really encountering lots of enemies with purple, I think it's purple health bars that indicate that they're really hard. And I was really getting my ass handed to me by just regular enemies in the environment. And there was this dragon, second dragon that I was trying to free. And I got almost up to the end of it where I got to the last section. But there's these enemies that was just a bit too tough for me. I gave it a few tries, but then I gave up, so... I'll probably get back to that after having upgraded some more. I'll probably continue playing God of War till we leave for the summer. That's another 2 weeks. We'll see if it doesn't feel like the game should take that long in theory, but in practice I'm pretty sure it will. Because the feeling, I have the feeling that I'm maybe just halfway. So, we'll see. But, yeah, that's it for now.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.